To reject Jesus' joy is to reject Jesus. Because the Bible says, in your presence is fullness of joy. To allow other people to take your joy is to disobey the Word of God that says, your joy no one will take from you.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to the Your Place of Grace podcast. Today, we're getting ever closer to the end of the year 2020, and let the church say, amen. Listen, no matter how hard things get sometimes, God tells us that we can shout to God with the voice of triumph. The title of our subject matter today is Shout Joyfully, right? Amen? Shout joyfully. We all know about stress, worry, tension. We live, let's be real, we live in an unhappy world. Have you noticed that? All you have to do is listen to the doom jockeys, the doom and gloom on cable television, on all of the cable news outlets, with their endless litany of gloom, despair, and pessimism and hatred. America represents about 6% of this world's population, and yet we take almost 90% of the world's tranquilizers. It's true. So what's the message? The message is, we are uptight. One lady said, the only thing holding me together is my hairspray. Another person said, the only way to wake up with a smile on your face is to go to bed with a coat hanger in your mouth. Well, that's a sad state of affairs. But, you know, the spirit of doom and gloom has invaded even the church. There is a saddening lack of old-fashioned, simple-hearted, overflowing, life-changing joy in the Church of Jesus Christ. When you look at the countenance of the average American congregation these days, it looks like a reprint of the Book of Lamentations. And yet throughout the Bible, God's people are instructed to rejoice. Yes, King David said, let your saints shout for joy. Psalm 132, verse 9. Nehemiah said this, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's Nehemiah 8, verse 10. And Solomon wrote, a merry heart does good like medicine. Proverbs 17, verse 22. Medical science is now saying that laughter releases endorphins, a substance in the brain that helps the body fight disease and releases healing power. You know, it's nice to see that modern science is finally catching up to the Bible. God's Word informed us a long time ago that physical healing takes place when you and I experience joy. There is a power in joy. Praise God. One particular lady from West Virginia sent her pastor a letter, and it was a wonderful, moving testimony. And she told her pastor about her dad, a very successful farmer who was diagnosed with terminal cancer. The cancer had grown in his stomach to the point that the tumors on his internal organs could be seen through his skin. His friends came by his home to bid him farewell as he made preparations to die. But then one day, he heard some TV preacher speaking on a national television program about the power of joy. So he ordered, this was back in the days of tapes, this old farmer ordered a tape of the message, being happy in an unhappy world. And he listened to it again and again. And as he listened again and again, he laughed again and again. He listened again and laughed again. He listened to that tape until he wore it out and had to order another one. He put his tape player on automatic reverse and continued listening to the tape over and over again. He played that tape for all his friends who visited him. And amazingly, after several days, this man's appetite returned. Then, to everyone's surprise, the tumors in his stomach started to shrink. The lumps beneath his skin were no longer visible. And when he went to his doctor, the physician stated that the cancer was in remission. Praise God! And so it's true, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Jesus Christ gave us three cheers. Yes, he did. It's in the Bible. I'll prove it. Jesus said, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." That's John 16, verse 33. The Lord also said, "Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you." Matthew 9, 2. And Jesus said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." Found in Matthew 14, verse 27. The gospel message of the New Testament begins with a song and ends with a song. Christianity begins with angels singing over Bethlehem's manger, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come." It ends in Revelation with the saints singing the song of the redeemed on the sea of glass. Oh, dear ones, Christianity without joy is Christianity without credibility. Jesus ordained joy in his Sermon on the Mount. It is the Magna Carta of happiness. His audience consisted of Jews living in bitter political oppression from the iron fist of Rome. Similarly, Paul and Silas sang for joy in a jail cell after they had been beaten until they bled. The fathers of the church sang as they were being led to the stake to be burned alive. The joy of the Lord does not depend on our circumstances. You see, joy is a choice. The Apostle Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." Philippians 4:4. Notice that we can choose to rejoice no matter what. Or to put it another way, you rejoice by choice. Dear one, you are as happy as you decide to be. You know, a big fad in America is called happy hour. And that's where a community of drunks get together and cry on each other's shoulders. But you know, the only legitimate happy hour on planet Earth is when God's children come together, for the Word of God says, "In your presence is fullness of joy." That's Psalm 16, verse 11. But two barriers often block our joy. The first one is the attitude that someone else has created your problem. And this is playing the role of the victim, which has become one of America's favorite pastimes. Whatever you have become or done, you cannot blame anything on anyone but yourself. No one can take your God-given freedom unless you hand it over to them. Second, I've heard so many, many people blame their behavior or situation on their parents. Oh, yes. They whine, "Well, my parents didn't love me." That's good freshman psychology, but it's pathetic theology. See, the Bible says that when we come to Christ, we become new creatures in Him. The Bible says when we come to Him, all things have become new. That's 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. You have a new heart, a new attitude, a new life. If your parents truly didn't love you, I am sorry. But the good news is that God Almighty loved you enough to give His only begotten Son for your redemption. Praise God. Can you have joy in a time of suffering? Absolutely. Yes. Jesus did. The Bible says that He endured the cross for the joy that was set before Him. Check that out in Hebrews 12, verse 2. Can you have joy in a time of suffering? Yes. Paul did. He sang in the midnight hour in a Roman jail after being beaten. So whatever trial you're going through, dear one, God's joy is available to you if you will receive it by faith. The Bible says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." To reject Jesus' joy is to reject Jesus. Because the Bible says, in your presence is fullness of joy. To allow other people to take your joy is to disobey the Word of God that says, your joy no one will take from you. That's John 16:22. Moreover, to reject the joy of the Lord is to embrace depression and despair. For an athlete who experiences a career-ending injury, or a business person whose venture doesn't make it, or a student who doesn't make the grade, there is joy. Do not allow your situation, your crisis, or your trial to separate you from the joy of the Lord. "Oh man, Tony, but I don't feel joyful," you might say. Hey, and that's okay. But remember, joy is a choice. As an act of faith, dear one, please shout for joy, and the feeling of joy will follow. Seize the moment with joy. Praise God. Father, we thank You that the joy of the Lord is our strength. It is our song. It is our length of days. And no matter what we've gone through in 2020, and as we approach a new year in just a few days, help us to remember this scripture, Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And help us to live in and walk out that joy each and every day, no matter what we go through as an individual, or in a family unit, or as a nation, or as a planet community. Father, though all hell may break loose around us from time to time, and as we see prophecy unfold before our very eyes, let Your people, Your children, Your church remember that Your joy is our strength and it's our power. Father, help us to represent You and to be a reflection of the light of Jesus Christ, Your Son, in a lost and dying world. May people see us and just come up to us and say, hey, what's the reason for this joy that you're exhibiting? Well, I don't get it. Well, give us those open doors, Lord, with unbelievers, so that we can share the reason of our hope and our joy, which is found in Jesus Christ and in Him alone. Father, thank you. We give you all the praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God, everybody. Hallelujah. It's been a pleasure speaking with you like this and teaching these short lessons on your place of grace throughout 2020. Yes, it has been a trying year for most people. It's been difficult. And yet, God has brought us through ever so graciously and mercifully. And what will 2021 bring? I don't know. But I know this, that our God is a good God. And He has something good in store for your life and mine. As Oral Roberts used to say, hey, something good is going to happen to you. Believe that. Believe that for 2021. And as Brother Roberts also used to say, expect a miracle. Praise God. Hey, pick up a copy of my two latest books that both came out in 2020. The first one is called Deliverance Handbook, Getting Free Jesus Way. You can find that at Amazon. It's in paperback and Kindle formats. The second book that I released in 2020 is called Pertaining to Life and Godliness. You can also find that on Amazon. Just type in my name or the title of the book. Pastors, I would ask you to please prayerfully consider inviting us to come and to speak at your church in a series of revival services or a conference or just a weekend of maybe two or three services. We will be a blessing to you, Pastor. I will be a friend to you, and I will become a prayer partner to you. And I will lift you up before the congregation. And I will, first and foremost, preach the message of the cross. We've seen people get saved, delivered, healed, baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I promise you, we won't disappoint you. So if you need recommendations, Pastor, about our ministry, go to our website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Click on the testimonials page and read some of the testimonies of quite a few pastors who have hosted us in our revival meetings in their churches. You won't be disappointed. Until we meet again, I want to wish you a happy new year, a happy and blessed and prosperous new year in Christ. And may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may He constantly have a smiling countenance toward you. And may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, your family, and your home. And may He grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast is a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.